for today's In Touch, the final portion of our conversation with Phil Forbes, owner of Maryland Farms and supply chain director for Farmers Creamery, and Sarah Rissi, marketing manager for Farmers Creamery brand Kelowna Supernatural, about the Kickstarter campaign they've started to help increase their production of organic milk. During those 8 years, have you been seeing not only there in the Kelowna area, but in general, organic becoming commonplace or more popular among people?
Highly more popular. And one of the things that drives it now is it's not just people drinking whole milk. There are large food companies that are using parts of milk in their products, driving demand tremendously. So Kelowna Supernatural and Farmers Creamery here in Kelowna can have unbelievable growth for their product, but that's not necessarily the largest significant part of it. It's somebody like Campbell Foods wants organic milk. That's when the volumes rise so high that it's something that just puts strain on supply across the nation.
Bringing the focus back locally there in Kelowna, are you seeing organic flourish over there?
Absolutely. I think in Kelowna, I've heard it said, and I've traveled around the nation, Kelowna is probably one of the most, and you wouldn't believe it, one of the most concentrated certified organic farming areas in the nation. You have over 40 to 50 certified organic either dairy or vegetable operations just right here within about a 7-mile radius. So, yeah, I would say there's a lot of interest in organics, and a lot of it is because there's such a good market for it.
Those traditional practices, is it something that as organic grew in popularity nationally, people started looking into organic, or is it just that the practices that these farmers are using are tried and true and organic in the truest sense?
I think it's both. I know the Amish dairy farmers here do a lot of what would be coined traditional, in that they use horses in some instances, or they don't use equipment as much. That's just their approach. I see very innovative organic farms in other places who are doing just as good a job, just approach it differently. The biggest thing with organic production, there's no use of chemical spraying. There isn't genetically modified seeds allowed. And so with that comes more tillage, but also more cover cropping to help the soil. A lot of attention is paid to the soil life instead of just adding fertilizer to allow the crops to grow.
Finally here, Sarah, what's your involvement with Kelowna Supernatural?
I am the marketing manager at Kelowna Supernatural. That involves everything from social media to emails, advertising, website development, and anything else in between that would fall into a typical marketing category. So I've been the one learning about Kickstarter and building our website with the collaboration from other employees, not only at Kelowna Supernatural, but at Maryland Farms.
Did you get the idea from somewhere else, or did you take something that wasn't agriculture-related and translate that to what you guys were doing?
Well, Kickstarter is pretty popular in some larger cities. I would say it's not as popular in small towns, especially in Iowa. So it might be new to most people in this area. As far as the idea, we were just trying to find a unique outlet to help fund this project that is truly could impact the small rural community of Kelowna and surrounding towns. So we just thought that Kickstarter would be a great outlet to try. Being online, it can reach a lot of people, and we decided to give it a shot with this campaign.
Most of those campaigns seem predominantly art-related, you know, musicians or filmmakers looking to raise funds for their projects. Are you looking to inspire other agriculture businesses to try their hand at a Kickstarter campaign?
Yeah, actually on Kickstarter, like you said, there are a lot of art and musician people that try to get projects funded, but there are also other categories such as technology. If somebody has a good gadget that they want to get rolling, or if they have a game or theaters. And food is actually one of those categories. And there are a lot of other food categories, whether it's products that somebody is making or a campaign to get local foods into the restaurants in their neighborhood. Really anything that's related to food is the category that we're falling into. So ours is pretty unique compared to a lot of the ones on Kickstarter, and we hope that people will notice that and will really dig in to see what our Kickstarter is all about.
How does someone go about finding that on Kickstarter?
All of our social media sites, Kelowna Supernatural Facebook page, the Maryland Farms Facebook page, they can get a direct link to the Kickstarter webpage. If they go to Kickstarter.com and click the food category, we actually right now are showing up on that main page, so people will find it pretty easily. Otherwise, they search for certified organic milk or Kelowna and Fencing Fields, which is our Kickstarter tag name, they'll be able to find it easily.
That was my conversation with Phil Forbes, owner of Maryland Farms and supply chain director for Farmers Creamery, and Sarah Rissi, marketing manager for Farmers Creamery brand Kelowna Supernatural, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.